there. I'm Dr. Deborah Scamba, founder of Heart to Heart Ministry and Coaching, a seasoned expert in Christ-centered healthy marriages, dedicated to guiding couples towards thriving relationships. Welcome back. It's so nice to be with you again. We've been diving into renewing love. And today we're going to be talking about how now faith meets now love and how we need now dreams in your marriage. So this is for couples who want to live life on the same page, in togetherness, embracing each other's best and leaving the past in the past. So we've been talking about embracing change, rekindling romance and routine, navigating differences for a Christ-centered marriage, and searching for intimacy beyond the physical. So today we're talking about rediscovering shared dreams. In marriage, shared dreams are the foundation upon which a strong and fulfilling togetherness is built. It represents the hopes, desires, and goals that you and your spouse have together, guiding you on a path towards a future filled with love, purpose, and joy. So my hope for today is you'll have these three takeaways. One, the first takeaway is you're going to prioritize your relationship with God. So we all need to have that relationship with God as a priority. We need to be our best. We need to be 100% so we can offer 100% to our spouse. We're not just a half of a spouse. We're a full 100% spouse that when two spouses come together as whole people, this is where you can dream big. So take a moment right now and reflect on the dreams and desires that you have, and your spouse. Ask your spouse to do the same thing. And think about when you first started to dream together in your, you know, the very beginning of your journey together. What were the hopes and goals that brought you closer as a couple? Did you want to start your family right away? Perhaps you wanted some we time traveling, or maybe even advancing your careers. Maybe you wanted to save as much as you could to buy your first house. Now, when you think about all these things that you've shared together already, can you think about what will ignite the passion and excitement for your future by dreaming together with God? So when you have God, you have Christ in the middle. You can now talk openly. And this is essential for rediscovering shared dreams. You need to take the time to be open and honest about what you're dreaming about, what your hopes are, aspirations, and goals for your future together. You've been already thinking about these things, and probably your spouse has too. But here's the thing, when you're together and you start sharing these dreams, these desires, these goals, you have to listen attentively and intentionally to each other, not interrupting, allowing each other to share and work together to create a vision that reflects your shared values and aspirations. So I've created a self-paced workshop with this in mind. It's called We Still Do, a 52-day journey to building a better marriage. And in this self-paced workshop, you get to do exactly this. Dream together, share your dreams. And then the third takeaway is, and this is in the self-paced workshop also, you need to take action together. It's so important that you think about these things that you can do together. And once you've identified your shared dreams, now you're going to take proactive steps to turn them into reality, making them achievable and putting your best step forward together, committing to supporting each other every step of the way. When you first were together, those goals are not the same goals that you would have today. So if you're an empty nester, your goals are going to be very different. They're going to be, well, how to be a parent to adult children, grandparents, right? Grandparents are all about stepping into the gap where you're not raising children again, or maybe you are, but as a grandparent, you get to be able to fill in where it needs to be filled in. So when you have goals, they're going to be different than the goals you once had. That's why we need to renew. We need to renew our mind every day, but we also need to renew our goals. I'm going to say yearly. Make year goals, maybe 1 year, 5 year, 10 years. And then when this year is up, you work towards the next goal that you have. So you're always moving forward. And we need to leave the past in the past, right? Because if we keep bringing the past in, it's like a ball and chain. You need to go to God with everything and say, God, what is this that you have? What's next for us in your marriage? Remember that working together, you're going to strengthen your bond as a couple and create a future filled with love, purpose, and fulfillment. So remember, true happiness is found in delighting yourself in the Lord. As you prioritize your relationship with God, you're aligning your desires with His will, and you're trusting in His faithfulness. And this is where you're going to discover joy and satisfaction that transcends, that crosses any kind of circumstance that comes in your way. And circumstances are things that you're going to go through together, right? So, Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. But you've got to pull yourself back. You've got to spend that time with the Lord first, and then with your spouse. When you delight yourself in the Lord, it involves prioritizing your relationship with God first. It's about finding joy and satisfaction in His presence, in His word, in His promises. And then you get to make God the center of your lives where everything else will fall into place. So as you delight yourself in the Lord, your desires begin to align with His will for your life. And we know, right? And we probably know this already, that God's ways are better than our ways. His thoughts are better. They're higher than our thoughts. His ways are better than our ways. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. So when we walk with Christ, I like this saying I saw one time. It says, exercise every day, walk with God. I think that's just great. And so instead of chasing after fleeting pleasures or worldly ambitions, long for the things that matter most to God: love, compassion, justice, and righteousness. And then your hearts become attuned to His purposes, and your desires will reflect God's character. So the promise of Psalm 37:4 is not about getting everything you want, but about experiencing the fulfillment that comes from living in harmony with God's plans. So when you delight in the Lord, He satisfies the deepest longings of your heart, fulfilling you in ways that the world cannot do, and the pursuits of this world will never be able to do that. Remember, marriage is 100% about loving and serving each other. And rediscovering shared dreams is a beautiful expression of that love and service. So, today's podcast is all about encouraging you to take the time you need this week to reflect on the dreams and aspirations that you have and your spouse has, and then putting them together for your future together, and talking openly and honestly, and supporting each other wholeheartedly, and taking action steps, proactive steps, to turn these shared dreams into a reality. So before I go, I have an I do and an I don't for you. So this is I do number 7. I have 10 of them, so this is number 7. Do establish these shared goals. Dream God-sized, Christ-centered, Holy Spirit-inspired dreams together. Take the time to do this. And your I don't is number 9. Number 9 is all about being intentional. Don't forget to dream big, God-sized dreams. Like I said, Christ-centered, Holy Spirit dreams together. This will help fuel you, your motivation, your ambition, and encourages you each to pursue these goals. God's got such a great plan for you individually, for your spouse, and for your marriage. So I pray that you feel inspired to do this today, to have a plan. What gets written down gets done, right? If you don't have a vision, what does the Lord say? Then people perish. You don't want this. You want that marriage. You want, because you still do. So I pray that you'll consider joining my self-paced workshop, We Still Do, a 52-day journey to building a better marriage. It's a wonderful opportunity to explore, and I give you step-by-step ways to do this. You can schedule a 30-minute chat with me in the link below. So thank you for being here with me today, and I look forward to continuing this journey where faith meets love with you. And until next time, may your heart be filled with love, your mind be guided by wisdom, and your spirit be united in joy and purpose. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless you. Bye-bye now. Thank you for listening. If you were blessed by what you heard, please like and subscribe, and even leave a review. In the meantime, I look forward to seeing you at my home, which is your home, at h2hcoaching.com. That's h2hcoaching.com. Until next time, keep building your better marriage, rooted in faith and anchored in love.